Track 1.22.
Lion Lights. Richard Tjerere is a member of the Maasai tribe who live in Central and East Africa. The Maasai are traditionally farmers and often keep cattle, an important source of food and income for them. But a problem is that lions sometimes come to the farms and kill the cattle. The Maasai are used to lions attacking their livestock, but of course they aren't happy about it. The only solution seemed to be to kill the lions, and this had some degree of success in terms of protecting their cattle, but the Maasai weren't very happy about doing that either, because they were reducing the population of lions. In the Maasai tribe, the young boys are responsible for protecting their father's cattle. One day, when Richard was 11, he woke up and found that a lion had killed his father's only bull. Richard, a responsible young man, felt terrible about it and decided he had to do something to keep the lions out without killing them. His first idea was to use fire, on the basis that lions were probably scared of fire. But that didn't work at all. In fact, it seemed that the fire actually lit up the cowsheds and made life easier for the lions. So Richard had to come up with something else. His next idea was to use a scarecrow. Richard hoped that he could trick the lions into thinking that there was a person there, but lions are pretty clever. After a night or two, they got used to seeing this motionless thing and realized it posed no danger. And then they went in to attack the farm animals. Then, one night, Richard spent hours walking around in the cowshed with a torch. That night, no lions came. So he worked out that they were afraid of the moving light. And, being imaginative, he had an idea. Richard is a bright young man who used to play with things to see how they worked, and he learned a lot about electrical gadgets that way. So he got a battery and a solar panel to charge it, and then he got an indicator box from an old motorcycle, the box that makes a light blink to show if the biker is turning left or right. He connected everything up to some light bulbs, which he then put outside the cowshed. The bulbs flashed throughout the night, and the lions thought that someone was walking around inside the cowshed, when in fact everyone was in bed asleep. The lions kept well away. Since Richard invented his lion lights, his father has not lost any more cattle to lion attacks. And now Richard's idea is being used in many different places to keep lions, leopards, and elephants away from farms and homes for good. It has also given him the pleasure of seeing people and cattle and lions living together without the conflict that used to exist in the past. He was also invited to talk at a conference in the USA. Richard's creativity also led to him winning a scholarship at one of the top schools in Kenya.